Hello and welcome to Hit an Abyss, a homebrew 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons campaign setting. I am Crash and I'm having trouble speaking. It's been a long day. With me are a bunch of fantastic people. We've got Tom, Ellie, Eric, Io, and Jen. And most of their names correspond with their actual names. So I didn't trip up very easily. Kind of, sort of. In any case, in our previous session, which was oh so long ago, our merry band of adventurers was marching through some tunnels under the city of Adrolanka, and they were not attempting to be very stealthy. They entered a room that was rather circular, went down quite a ways, there was a bit of a waterfall on the far side, and there was this sacrificial altar-type thing in the middle of it. The first thing you are aware of is the sound of somebody crying softly. As you start to come to a little bit more, you are aware that your arms are chained to something above your head, but you are not standing. You are down far enough that you are in a sitting position. Even those of you who are, shall we say, vertically challenged are still in a sitting position. Just throwing that out there. You appear to be in the same chamber that you recently discovered. You vaguely remember walking down to this location and putting your arms up so that you could be chained to this location. You don't really know why that felt like it was a good idea at the time. Actually, yeah, you pretty much have an idea why you felt like it was a good idea at the time. You're pretty sure you were charmed. You don't remember by who.
Oh.
There are other people chained to the same wall, which is one of the circular rings. Think about maybe like an amphitheater type setting where the rings go all the way around except where there is a break on one side where there's a bunch of stairs coming down, which you remember leads up to the entrance that you discovered. And on the opposite end, there's a break in the circle where there's a waterfall coming down. And the waterfall then flows into the center of the chamber and goes down into a pit that's underneath the altar, which is suspended above that.
Well, I suppose it was bound to happen eventually, but...
Okay. Now, you still all seem to have your belongings. They haven't really taken a lot of effort to disarm you in any way. However, your arms are bound, and anyone who even remotely resembles a spellcaster does have a gag in their mouth.
You know, I think in my lifetime I've been in a situation like this before. I'm trying to figure out.
He's not a spellcaster. He's not a spellcaster.
He's not a spellcaster, so he's free to talk as much as he
wants. Yeah.
So I guess Bryn's sort of mumbling into her gag.
Rat Breath would like to try to break the chains.
Unka's thinking the same thing, but she's probably not as strong.
I'm going to say again, because I need to say this every episode. Mm-hmm. Eric the person is Puerto Rican. Eric the player is Puerto Rican. He is playing a character named Eric, and he's decided that his accent should be over-the-top Hispanic, but he already is Hispanic.
Yes, it's really bad, but that's okay. That's my character. Yes.
If I was doing it, it'd be incredibly racist.
It'd be different, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so do I resemble a spellcaster? I haven't cast anything that they've seen yet. Maybe.
Well, cleric,
except I'm
right?
carrying, yeah, and I'm carrying a glowing pillow, so I might have given it away.
You've got a gag.
Okay. I still want to try and break the chains or pull the thing out of the wall.
Okay, yes.
Well, I am going to ask for a strength athletics check from Rat Breath.
Okay. Let's see. Strength and athletics? Okay, I gotcha, yeah. I gotcha.
Athletics
okay.
is a strength check, but you possibly get extra bonus.
Am I gagged with?
You can't see it, obviously, but looking left and right, it looks like it's just a strip of cloth. From the taste in your mouth, it seems to be holding in another strip of cloth. So that makes it hard for you to like, bite around it or something. Okay, Rat Breath rolls a mighty 8. And he successfully...
And that's with a plus 5, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So
oh, no.
You're successfully yanking their chain, but it doesn't do anything other than let everyone know that you have snapped out of it a little bit.
Rat Breath is sad.
If I stand up, can I reach my pockets?
No, your
No, your
arms are bound together at the wrist.
And, oh, bound together at the wrist.
Yes. It, cuffs of some kind. Looking left or right. Actually, you can look up, too. They do seem to have a keyhole in them, but you don't have a key or an ability to reach the keyhole for your own. They are attached to a chain that runs the length of the room and is fastened in multiple locations. But it's fastened in enough locations that for you to stand up, you would have to be a bit of a contortionist.
Well, fortunately, I mean, I am a rogue.
Well, you can attempt to Black Widow it if you wish.
Could I try to get the gag pushed out of my mouth a bit?
You can try. I would require that to be a dexterity check, but at disadvantage.
Could someone try to use their foot to pull their gag out of somebody else's mouth? I know that sounds gross, but...
Well, you're all currently 18. Still wearing your boots.
Oh, okay.
18 for dex. That's with disadvantage. The second one was a nat 20.
Okay, so we are slightly more able to understand the words coming out of your mouth.
Oh, no.
Bryn isn't talking right now. Bryn is just... shove it around a little bit. Do I see anyone around here?
Yes, there is more or less everyone that was in your party at the time that you got captured. In addition, you do see other people here, most of which appear to be people from, based on the type of dress that they have and their level of cleanliness, were probably picked up around the same area where you found the initial tunnel entrance.
But not the people who are doing this.
Not yet.
And not the people we were looking for.
You're
the family who disappeared.
Sure, from where you are. There are other spheres, and from what you can hear, there are people who are chained to spots in those other tiers also, but you don't have a view of everyone that would be in the room.
Is there a lock around my chain that I could probably get to?
Not that you can get to.
I assume I can't cast anything with a somatic comp on, and while I'm tied up like this.
That was the goal of the people who captured you, yes.
All right, I want to try to break the chains, just see if I can.
Okay, strength athletics check.
All right.
But I could do a verbal component thing.
You'd have to be able to make the sounds.
All right, I've got a 9 plus
it's, the
3.
The gag is still mostly in your mouth. You were able to like spit out the stuff that's inside your mouth, but the part of the cloth that's wrapped around your head to hold it in, that's still there.
Who's next to me?
Next to you, I would say, let's say that you're in the same order that you are in Discord. So Rap Breath is on one side of you and Eric is on the other. I'm assuming... just because this seems to be his character, that Eric has been talking this entire time while Rap has been slamming his head against the back of the wall in frustration, because that's what Tom has written directly into Discord chat.
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out when the last time I got in a situation like this, how I got myself out. I swear, with all the drinking I've done, I promise I've gotten out of this.
And I'm using my annoyance to try and break the chains, well, like channel
exactly
that energy.
Are we tied to? I mean, as far as we can tell. A wall, okay.
So I rolled a 9, and athletics is a plus 3. I don't know if that's any good.
You successfully annoy yourself.
Oh, no.
I'd like to try and get out, please, using the athletic strength check, because I can actually do that. Plus 6, okay. Sorry. You guys can continue while I move around, because I'm doing a couple things.
A person that is chained on the other side of Rap Breath says... if someone could please ask him to stop talking, that would be very nice.
Well, I can't say anything because I don't think I'm able. I think they've prevented that.
Now that I've spat out some of the gag, I'm going to sort of try to scrape it off against the wall a bit. I don't know if it will help, but I'm going to try it.
Okay, and Eric rolled a 13. That is not enough.
Could I get to someone else's shackles?
The people who have done this seem to have, you know, learned from the mistakes of the cultists that, you know, tend to normally imprison heroes in TV shows and movies, in that they've tried to make sure that you're actually secured.
They had a session afterwards.
I'm sorry?
They had a lessons learned session afterwards.
Yes, there was an exam.
Okay.
And,
all right.
And if they wished to take the advanced course, it was pretty much the whole, if you look on the internet, there's a list of things that I will do when I am an evil overlord. Like, I will never consume a force of energy larger than my own head. All of my stormtroopers will have clear plexiglass shields for their helmets so you can see their identity.
Hiring your first minions, you know.
All of the air ducts will be too small for a human to fit through.
Yeah. And take away the utility belts. So.
And a ragtag group of adventurers that enters the city will summarily be rounded up and shot.
Come on. I've seen this. Never mind. Shouldn't be that. Bryn is muttering things to herself as she tries to see if she can scrape off the knot of the gag against the wall somewhat.
Can Red Breath try again?
I'll allow you one more try, but after that you're going to be a little too worn out to keep tugging.
Oh, 10.
Oh, no.
No. Olvido povo como ser el de esto.
Sorry. It happened.
No problem. I guess no problema would be right. Not that my character would know that. You know?
Okay, you hear the voice from the other side of Rap Breath again say, look, don't worry. Yes, we are all captured. Yes, they do intend to sacrifice us to some dark god, but I've got a plan. We're all going to get out of this.
Who talked to Rapbreath?
Me. I'm, like, literally sitting to the left of you. I'm right here.
And he looks to his left.
Okay. You see a relatively non-threatening-looking human. He's got sandy brown hair, relatively normal-looking clothing. He doesn't look like he's covered in filth or anything. Doesn't look very strong at all.
He must be a king. Never mind. Wait, you have the Monty Python thing going.
I got the reference.
And I tried not to curse, too. So.
I appreciate it.
You said it, the exclamation went above my head. I knew that.
He must be a king. How do you know that? Doesn't have all over him. Yes. Good time.
All right. So while they're having that conversation, I'm going to see if I can use my fangs to chew through the gag or part of it or any of it.
Dexterity check.
Okay.
At disadvantage.
Oh, no. She's not good at dexterity.
Roll to chew.
All right. I rolled a 4. So if I'm rolling at disadvantage, I have to roll twice. Right?
Yeah, but you're not.
Or 4 is probably. And, I'm not going to get any better than that. So failed. Right. Okay.
So you are all thoroughly trapped. And a bunch of robed figures at this point enter the auditorium. And they start walking up towards you. And
Rap Breath growls at them.
Am I gagged?
You are not.
Me.
Hey! Okay, she's still kind of gagged, so it's not as effective as it could be, but you! What do you think you're doing? Do you think you're the only ones around here who can do this kind of thing?
They look at you.
They look at me. Someone looks at me.
Yeah.
Can see and hear me.
They can see and hear you, yes.
Hypnotic gaze.
What does that do?
As an action, choose one creature that you can see and can see or hear you within... Oh, it's not within 5 feet. Okay, sorry. Never mind.
Oh, no, I'll let that be within 5 feet.
Must
I said
succeed.
They were walking up to you.
Oh, yeah. Must succeed on a wisdom saving throw at DC 13 or be charmed until the end of my next turn. The charmed creature's speed drops to zero and the creature is incapacitated and visibly dazed. You can use your action to maintain this effect on subsequent turns.
Okay. Does this affect more than one creature?
No, it affects one.
Okay. So the ones that I went to make the save for, they do have a bonus to wisdom. But not enough to make a 2 high enough for to be a save. They got a 3. They failed the save.
You think?
While they're failing the save, the other one replies to you by looking around and saying, well, let's see. You're the one with the weapons and the sacrificial pit and the legions of untold horrors. You're currently
I don't see any untold horrors around here.
Of course you don't see them. If you saw them, you'd be able to tell us what the horrors were. Then they wouldn't be untold horrors. You gotta think these through.
Well, how do I know you got an untold horror if you don't actually tell anyone?
Oh, man. You got a point there. Look, but pretend I didn't tell you about the untold horrors, and then there'll be the horrors that we told you about, but we're going to keep it on the down low and not tell anyone else. How about that?
So they're like secret horrors.
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
What's everyone else doing while I'm occupying their attention?
Struggling mightily to attack.
I'm we glaring daggers at
He's basically a chained dog trying to get at somebody.
God. Yeah, I'm glaring at these people, hoping that I can, I don't know, freak them out or something.
Eric's trying to look at him, trying to think to himself, untold horrors. I'm not the biggest fan of them.
Yeah. I'm also convinced that Bryn has cast confusion somehow.
Like, I mean, okay, you can't just, like, say you got untold horrors. You gotta, you know, make sure people know, but, like, that it's still scary and stuff. You gotta imply that they're around by, you know, having stuff look like there are, like, it's the sort of thing that untold horrors are lurking around. Like, you know, bones and paintings of things with lots of tentacles and...
So I'm assuming that while this conversation is happening, now talking is a free action and we're not really in combat,
yeah.
So I'm not counting turns, but you are using your action to maintain the charm effect on
yeah,
the
Yeah, I'm going to try to maintain the charm on the other one while I talk. While I attempt to grab this one's attention so that other people can potentially do something.
He's not the only one who came in the room, right?
A few other cultists did enter, but these two came up to the prisoners, as you will. One could probably make the assumption that they were coming up to take one of you down to the sacrificial pit.
So they're like the cultist concierge?
Something like that.
Something like that.
They did want to make sure that your rooms were as you expected them to be.
Are they using wet club service?
Yes. And you notice that while you are sitting on a carved stone floor, it is dust free.
Sanitized for our protection. So.
Yes. Oh,
there
my.
Is the faint hint of lilac in the air.
Rat breath likes lilac.
There is a section where it's not lilac, it's lavender. There's another section where it's more of a rose scent. Ocean breeze is closer to the waterfall.
I want to do fresh linen. Can we figure out the way to get out of these chains? I want to try best another strength check again if you can.
That's what I want to do as well.
Okay. I will allow the two of you one more strength check, just like I did Rat Breath.
Okay. I have rolled a 17.
That's
plus 3.
That's a dirty 20.
Yeah.
And Eric got a 9. Okay, so, Unka, here's what happens. You do
okay.
feel You feel the pin that's holding the chain to the wall near you shift out of the wall. You have a feeling that if you pulled it out, like, there would not be any resistance for you to just bring your arms down at this point.
Okay.
Now, you are not within reach of these two cultists. So they would immediately see that you did that. However, if the right moment comes to pass, you are one step closer to your freedom.
Okay.
Can I tell that this has happened?
Give me a perception check. Oh, yeah. You got a 16.
Okay.
And I'm going to roll for the other two. Neither of them heard it. Well, one of them definitely didn't hear it, and the other one is charmed. So even if he did hear it, it wouldn't really matter. He'd be like, hey, go you. Well, in any case, it's been fun talking with you. And we really do hope that you have an excellent experience as one of our sacrificial lambs. There will be a questionnaire that is mailed to your next of kin afterwards. We do ask that you fill it out. Your next of kin's feedback is very important. It helps us grow as an evil cultish organization. But we do need to pick one of you right now. So is there a volunteer that would be happy to, donate your soul to our dark god?
How close am I to Anka? One over, correct? Or two
yes,
over?
Yes, you're in the same order that you are in Discord.
Yeah, is she close to me where she could react to something if I do?
She's about 10 feet away from you.
Hey, you guys can pick me. I got no problem. You just come over here and we'll have fun. And I sacrifice.
Rat Breath starts yelling out that he volunteers his tribute a bit louder than you.
You're going to have to make
a persuasion check if you want to have them pick you over him.
Let me see what my numbers are.
Or intimidation check if you prefer. Or...
I can do that also. Intimidation is.
You empty-headed animal food trough water.
Go and boil your bottoms.
Go away or I will taunt you a second time.
I don't know. I've been rolling kind of pooey lately. We'll see. Ah.
Okay. Well, while there is a strong inclination to pick you, they end up picking the other guy.
Look, so the whole questionnaire thing is, my next of kin, they're like a bunch of farmers. They don't have my knowledge of this sort of thing. So how about you,
don't worry about that. We're only joking about that. We're not telling anyone that you are here. You will die anonymously and no one will miss you. Okay, let's go.
I think my father would miss me. And I'm going to cast. I'm going to cast Thaumaturgy three times in quick succession.
Okay.
Turn the torches in the room bright red. Turn my eyes black, and make ominous whispers come from.
Okay, give me an intimidation check.
Well, I was hoping for deception.
Well, you could do that instead.
Okay. 24.
All right.
How come you get the good rolls? Ugh.
16 plus 8.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. And so the cultists in the room are genuinely unnerved by this. The guy who appears to be the head cultist, who's down by the altar, calls out, "Behold! Our dark god demands a sacrifice. Already it grows impatient with us. Quickly, quickly." The other cultists don't seem to be entirely convinced that his interpretation is the correct interpretation. But by bringing this other guy down to the altar, they are getting further away from your character. So that's what they're choosing to do.
She does not even any, like, skeletons or anything wandering around. Horrifying effigies. Like, this place could use some work. I'm not sure what I'm trying to do exactly, aside from...
So, the one that you still have charmed turns when you say, like, no horrifying effigies, and he points up into the side. And you can see along the rim, at the very top row, there are these giant teeth that are sticking out of the wall on either side. And once you notice them, it kind of looks like architecturally Now, it's stylized because you're in these tiered circular rows, but it kind of architecturally gives you the sense that you are in a giant mouth.
Oh, you're right. That's actually pretty good. Yeah.
How far are we from the altar?
How far are we from the guy she charmed? How far am I from the guy she charmed? Sorry, I'm talking over you.
It's okay.
Well, the guy she charmed is not making any move against the party because this other person is not in the party. So he's happy to go along with what his boss is telling him to do.
So I'm going to make the ground rumble under the altar as soon as they get him down there.
Not charmed person charmed. He's, like, dazed.
Oh, yeah.
It's, okay. Yeah. Wow, he's not rolling well on his wisdom saves, is he?
He joined a cult.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. You're proving your point, sir. You're proving your point.
Yeah, okay.
Try pure pressure.
Granted, 8,000 gold in child care and they call it a cult. There are several copies of Dianetics lying around.
Oh, no.
All right, so they take this strange person that you only just met, who said he had a plan. His plan apparently involves him getting chained to the altar. So if that's his plan, it's working really well. And
the ground is now rumbling under the altar.
Yes, and I have been rolling quite well for the cultist to... Well, the other cultists are visibly unnerved. But the head cultist is rolling quite high in regards to keeping them doing what he wants them to do for now. And they have him chained.
And that's...
Sorry?
Go ahead. And that's a pretty good distraction.
Him getting sacrificed is a great distraction.
Well, I can't save him at the moment, but...
No, it doesn't look like you are going to have a way to save him.
No. But I might be able to save us if I can move...
Possibly.
While no one's looking, yeah.
Possibly. So he's got his arms and legs chained up. His limbs are stretched tight. There's some chanting going on. Kali Ma, etc. A fancy looking dagger is raised above this guy's chest. And right as it comes down, the guy disappears.
Huh.
He turns into a cloud of mist.
I make my voice boom. Up to 3 times as loud as normal. I told you my father would be displeased.
Make an intimidation check. This is definitely intimidation. This is not deception. This is intimidation. It might also be deception, but it's intimidation.
23.
What? That is just ridiculous.
Okay. So several of the cultists just bolt away. They just run. The one that's currently being affected by Bryn tries to run, trips and falls. They're just like spread eagle on the ground.
You people, you act like you think we're nice people or something.
Are they close enough for Rat Breath?
You cut out.
Are they close enough for Rat Breath to kick?
No, not yet, but there's one person in your number.
He wants to hurt something.
It's what he does. The one on the end might be able to do something. Onka?
Okay, so I'm going to pull the thing out of the wall so that my hands are somewhat free, at least.
Okay, right? You've got enough slack that you can take another yank on the chain if you want to.
Yeah, let's do that. Try to break it.
Okay.
I've rolled a 4, which if you're counting athletics is +3 and probably is not enough.
No, that's not going to be enough.
Okay, how much slack do I have? Can I, like, pull the gag out of my mouth?
You could... At this point, there's nothing holding you to the wall other than this 5 feet of chain. So you can walk 5 feet. You could go over to Bryn and also go all the way over to Eric if you wanted to. Eric's as far
okay,
as
so he's as far as I can go. Okay, so I'm going to pull the gag from my mouth and then I'm going to reach over and pull the gags off of the gag off of Bryn. And I think she's the only one gagged in our group other than me. All right.
We're not technically in combat, so I'm going to allow that, even though that would technically count as 3 actions.
Oh.
But we're not technically in combat, so I'm okay with it.
We're not technically in combat, so yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it's very cool.
That's much better.
Yes. Now we don't have to hear IO
going like, this sort of time. What's the song?
She figured it'd be of help, you know?
The character I did quite well.
Yes, right. And if you want, I'll even allow you as a free action to put a gag in Eric's mouth.
Now, he might make a good distraction, too, so I'm going to let him go. Yeah, and then if I can stand up, I'm gonna.
Oh yeah, I assume you're standing at this point.
Yeah, okay, I'm standing, so I don't know what else I can do in this short span.
The center of this room is about 25 feet away from you.
Excellent.
As the kobold flies.
Okay, look, here's the thing. The thing is that all of you people should be the ones running away. And Bryn casts Cause Fear on the leader. It requires verbal components only.
There you go. What do I have to roll?
Wisdom DC 13.
He is terrified.
Okay, he is frightened of me until the spell ends. He can repeat the saving throw at the end of each of his turns. Let me see exactly what being frightened does. Disadvantage on ability checks or attack rolls while I'm within line of sight and can't willingly move closer to me.
Okay. On that note, this strange person that was helping you out by almost getting sacrificed, it's a good plan. He thought it out. He reappears behind the cult leader and rips his neck out.
Whoa!
With his teeth.
Okay.
That was
not
really
what I
cool,
was
man.
Expecting, but
did not realize he was half orc. That's a new one.
No.
Okay.
No, he's not half orc. He's not.
She thinks so, though.
He does have fangs.
She's never seen anything like that, so she figures maybe he's like me. I don't know.
Some of the players in this party would recognize him. None of the characters would.
Yeah, I know where you're going with this.
What's this?
I said, I know where you're going with this. It's a vampire. I'm trying to remember which character it is, though.
It's yet another Marwood.
It's the former Sheriff Dente.
Ah, all right.
Ow. Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's still around. But that's metagaming. None of your characters knows this.
No, we wouldn't know who that was.
No. So the cult is down one leader.
Guess that'll be a job posting, huh?
Well, any of you going to start running? Should I roll intimidation?
Well, when you suggest that, there was going to be this epic battle between you and the cultists, but you're going to have to catch up to them at this point. Between the thaumaturgy and the vampire killing their leader and the very scary halfling. None of them are choosing to stick around.
Huh. Well,
Where to go? Yeah. I wanted to fight one.
You're chained to a wall.
Well, you could have let me go first.
I'm chained to a wall.
Always being left behind, I tell you.
All right.
We're all still here. Where are you being left behind from?
Yeah.
Al takes some keys off of one of the cultists and tosses them up towards you. He tosses them towards Unka specifically because she's the one that seems to be most free at the moment. Give me a dexterity check to see if you can catch them.
Oh, God, she's terrible at dexterity.
She does toss them underhand.
Okay. Oh, floor dice. I've got an 8, and her dexterity is -1.
Okay, so you put your hands
she's
out
clumsy.
To catch it, and it goes right between your elbows, bounces off your waist, and lands on the ground.
Well, I can probably pick it up then if it's
yes,
in
you
range.
Can pick
yeah.
It up.
Okay, so I'm picking it up. And
it's high enough that you positioned yourself where you could have caught it. You just didn't. It doesn't look like you tried to catch it.
Okay. Well, I've got the key. So
yeah.
I don't know if I can. I don't know how it's hooked up. So I don't know if I can unlock myself. So I'm going to start unlocking members of the party, starting with whoever's closest.
You can't unlock you,
me.
But you can unlock everyone else. And it looks like Al is going off in another direction to unlock the chains for other prisoners.
All right. So I'm just going to go down the line and unlock everyone and then hand it to Bryn and see if she can unlock me. Hand
Thanks.
The key to Bryn.
Mazir, question.
Yeah.
Are you still using thaumaturgy to make the ground shake?
Oh, no, that only lasts a minute.
Okay. So you are aware that the ground is still shaking.
Whoa.
Okay, that's not me.
Oh, that's not good.
It's not me, sorry.
What are the odds that somebody else in here had the same idea?
Everyone make a dexterity save.
Oh, no.
are we all unchained at this point?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All
right. I have a 17 minus 1.
Wow, natural 20.
9.
Oh.
I got payback for all those good rolls early.
I rolled a 14.
Rat Breath got a 5.
Oh, no.
At this point, the difficulty level was 10. This was a moderate difficult event.
Good okay. stuff. Okay, so I actually passed that one.
Wow, that's 16. A 1. So, Mazir, you take 1 point of damage from a falling rock. And Rap-Rap,
well,
Rap-Rap,
I'm dead. Time to go.
You take...
No.
Oh, no.
You had a long rest. Now, Rap-Rap, you take a whopping 2 points of damage. The ceiling has attacked you.
Rap-Rap will like to rage.
I think it's time to be...
We should go.
Yeah.
The ceiling is forming all over the place.
Let's make our exit.
Who's got the highest
passive
perception, by the way?
Mine's 15. See.
Not me.
Mine,
11.
Oh, I think mine's 12. I think? Yeah. Like no, that's not it. Never mind. No, wait, it is. Yeah, 12.
Okay, so with a 15, it looks like the teeth are a bit longer.
Rap-Breath is grabbing his axe and getting ready to run out of there and out of there.
Uh-oh.
He saw this movie called Empire Strikes Back. So.
Those teeth up there are getting longer.
Yes, no,
I'm not sure
whether
they're falling out of the ceiling or whether we're about to get eaten. But either way, it's time to make a run for it.
It is getting a little long in the tooth.
Oh.
Rap-Breath is inspiration.
Thank you.
That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm assuming that you make a beeline for the exit and don't try to free anyone else?
No,
do we
not
have
me.
The key for anyone else?
You have the key.
I have the key for us.
They didn't spend a lot of time getting custom locks. That one key opens up any of the locks in here.
Oh, okay. Question.
They were an evil cult, but they were an evil cult on a budget.
Are the other people... How many other people are still chained up?
On the side you're on? All of them. Al is doing his best to unchain the people on the other side.
I'm going to try to unchain more people.
Okay. Who's running and who's staying?
I'll stay. I'll make sure my axe and shield is ready.
Rap-Rap's heading for the exit.
I'll stay. I'll get on my lockpicks and unlock people.
Okay. So everyone who runs for the exit, start next round of whatever we're doing here, you are not going to have to make dexterity save because you will be out of the range of what's happening. But at this point, everyone else make another dexterity save. Everyone.
Okay.
18.
24, that's better.
I've got 18. 9 minus 1, so 8.
Nat 20, and got a 21 overall.
Okay, so Mazir, you are going to take... That is a different die roll. Ooh, that's a bit higher. You're going to take 7 points of falling rock damage. Bludgeoning damage.
With a 24?
Not Mazir. Onka. Onka got...
Okay. Okay, so I took how many points of damage?
I took 7 points of damage.
7? I'm
Mazir
trying to hear
not
it.
Take damage. Mazir dodges.
Okay.
There's this brief
7.
Moment where you sort of do a matrix move and dodge out of the way of the falling rocks.
Okay. I need help with the character sheet for that because I'm not going to get those numbers right
now
today.
I'll load it up.
Okay.
I for a moment, forgot that you're level 2. 7 points of damage almost bloodies you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this time the difficulty rating was 15, so it looks like Eric's going to take damage too.
I got 18.
You got... Oh,
on the,
I see. I was looking at your previous roll. Yeah, you got an 18 for the second one, so you don't take damage. Your first roll was 14.
Yes.
That's a problem with looking in Discord for the rolls if you look at the wrong
spot. Sorry about that. I tried to say something louder.
That's a me problem. That's a me problem. Okay. So everyone who decided they were running, you don't have to roll again. But everyone who decided to stay, are you choosing to stay some more?
I'm going to run.
Are there still people who need rescuing?
Yes. Now, some of them have already been crushed by falling rocks.
I'm going to try to rescue more people.
Okay.
I'll try and stay with her while using the shield to kind of shield from rocks around above our head, if I can, while talking to her. Okay, we're going to have to go soon. It's getting crazy.
I need to rescue people.
And okay, I'm running the direction that Ratbeth went, because if I'm dead, I'm not going to be able to heal any of you.
But you're not going to rescue a bunch of people if we're dead, so we got to hurry up.
I'm going to run.
You can run if you want.
Way Ratbeth did.
Okay.
I, the player, am a good person. Mazir, the character, not so good a person.
Also, rocks are falling, and if you don't do something, everyone will die.
Yeah, at this point, yeah.
Yes.
So run.
I did need to scratch that off of my tropes list. I hadn't really used it as a
oh my God. I just realized we've actually had a rocks fall.
I knew it was coming because he advertised this gift. So.
Okay, yeah. I'm staying and I just rolled a 19.
Okay.
I rolled a 16.
Eric, I will let you roll again because you're rolling with advantage because you're trying to use the shield as an umbrella.
Okay.
13.
Okay. So the first time the target number was 10. The second time the target number was 15.
I'm guessing it was 20 this time?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
It's getting progressively worse. And you think you hear the sound of something roaring.
Uh-oh. This doesn't sound good.
So how much damage?
7.
Okay, I'm bloodied. Exactly.
Come on, you can't help anybody if you're dead.
All right, I'm going. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yep, I'm following behind her.
I'm sorry.
Hand one of them the key.
Bryn tosses the keys.
Okay. And at this point, you head out of this chamber and back into the tunnel from whence you came. And
you freed 6 prisoners. You completed the quest.
Prison number 7, sorry, I can't even right-click on you anymore. It won't let me, I'm sorry.
You did a good job making sure people got a...
Next time I'll do better.
Okay, so this tunnel is full of people that you and Al saved. Al is not here.
Okay, so how do we get out of this place?
Back the way we came, I guess.
Let's go.
Okay. And I'm not going to RP you going through the tunnels too much. There are multiple locations where you can get through to the surface. I imagine you are not incredibly picky about where you do so.
Nope.
Nope.
But I will say that partway through your trek back, Ratbreath half trips over a small, slightly dirty dog.
Yes.
There's where he went, I guess.
Is it the same small?
Yes.
Slightly dirty dog.
Mutt survived. Okay. Mutt was not charmed.
Ratbreath will pick up Mutt and carry him.
I gave the party a pet in session 2. I wasn't about to have you lose him immediately. I'm not that kind of DM. Well, maybe I would be. I did try to kill everyone just now. Never mind about that.
Did we see that family at all in that room?
That's a very good question. Give me a retroactive perception check.
9.
No, you didn't see them. They could have been in there. You couldn't see everyone that was in there. And once the rocks actually started falling, you weren't keen to be scanning every face. It was more of a let's free as many people and get out of here as we can.
Right.
Do I see any of them here? I mean, had it leaving with us.
Perception check.
5.
The tunnel is poorly lit, and they're all a lot taller than you.
Yeah, I know. It's unfair.
So you don't know.
I see a lot of legs.
Yes.
Do you see any of the kids?
Perception check.
All right. I'm going to just see if I can see any of them. And that hit something. That did not. That is a 16, and perception is plus 2.
I'm going to make a roll. You find the son.
I wave at him, and I'm going to say, hey, look, look, one of the kids. He's right there.
Oh. Rat Breath will take the dog over to the kid.
Aw.
The dog's eyes bulge out of its head just a little bit from the hug the kid gives it.
That's the right kid.
He has very obviously been crying.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry we couldn't do more. I'm sorry we couldn't do better. I know this isn't very much compared to anything you've lost, but and Bryn gives him her money. Her 10 gold pieces. Here, I hope you'll be able to take care of yourself with this, and I'm sorry.
For what they were living on, you've given him a small fortune.
Yeah, but he lost his family, and that's
I'm saying this to put it in perspective as far as economy is concerned.
Yeah.
He does take the money and puts it in a pocket. The pocket is, it's very much bulging at this point. He's a small boy, so therefore he has small pockets. And 10 gold is a significant amount of coinage. And he just quietly sits there holding Mutt, who is diligently cleaning his face at this point.
But we can't just leave this kid here.
Roll to dodge tail wagging.
11.
Okay, so with an 11, you actually rolled.
So why not? She's probably closest.
As a halfling, this tail wagging could have taken you down if it hit you in just the right way on the leg, but you're able to dodge out of the way just a little bit, and it just keeps smacking you over and over again on the shins. And the boy just quietly says, and it occurs to you that you don't actually remember his name. You were never told, possibly.
I think I know where this is going.
It was the priest.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Kevin.
No, this is not Kevin. I'm not okay. Kevin's already made an appearance, and he's full grown.
Oh, okay.
That's true. Yeah, it would be.
The Kobold campaign is happening simultaneously to this campaign because they moved forward in time 10 years as well. And they have met Kevin.
The priests. They did this. The ones in the church.
They came. They took us.
We're priests now.
I'll stop them. I'll stop them. I promise.
Why don't you come along with us, as you don't seem to have anyone with you now?
Give me a persuasion check.
Okay. I've got a 15, and persuasion is plus 0, so I have a 15.
He nods, like, okay, yeah, he's going to do that, but it's mostly because he doesn't think he's got anywhere else he can go.
I'm Bryn. I don't know if we're ever introduced.
Hi.
We're priests now.
He shrugs.
We go to church.
That's a good idea. Sunday.
Child, what is your name?
One second while the DM scratches his brain and tries to remember.
Sorry.
Aloysius.
Rumpelstiltskin. No.
Oh, no.
I would like They're to rage. Really no.
Mitzelplick. No. Peter.
I'm Anka. You can come with us. Don't think you really want to stay here.
Me orphan too. You come with us.
That's right. He's lost his family as well. Just not today.
Rapreth is strong. Protect you.
He kind of sort of acknowledges when you talk to him, but he's not saying much.
How big is this kid?
Your best guess is he's maybe 7 or 8.
Okay.
He's shorter than Bryn. Not by a whole lot. So you're going to go to the church?
Yeah, Rat Breath wants to go to the church and punish these dudes.
I'm going to pick up the kid if he'll let me.
I think it's time to go make some lessons.
I was going to say, they got some splaining to do. So.
They won't get away with this.
We have been playing for 1 hour. You want to take a short break and then take it up outside the church?
Yep.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Go for refilling my cup.
Okay, and we're back.
Wrong, never.
I dropped a Funyun on the ground.
So I will give you the option. If you want to pause for a short rest, you can use a hit die or two to regain some hit points, or you can cast a healing spell or two if you prefer.
I don't know what we're getting into, so I'm going to use the die. How do I do this?
So basically, you can roll the same die that you would use to determine how many hit points you gain per level. You can roll that many die up to your level for getting back hit points that you've lost in combat. You can do that during a short rest.
All right. I don't know what die that would be.
I already have your character.
You're a cleric, so it's a D8, I think.
So you can roll up to 2D8 and then add that.
Oh, wait, I only rolled one.
Okay.
One. I should roll both of them. Do I roll both of them at plus two, or just con modifier once?
For each hit die spent, the player rolls the die and adds the character's constitution modifier to it.
Okay, so I'm rolling a d8, and it's a 3.
So that
and I can
4.
Okay, and then I can roll.
Is plus one.
Right. So then I can roll again, and
you could. Although right now you're at 12 out of 15.
Oh, that's not bad. I'll just do that. That's fine.
This is the point where you would roll an 8 and everything else would just, like, disappear into the ether.
Yeah.
Okay. Is everyone ready?
Yep.
Okay. So I normally only ask this when someone's about to die, but how do you want to do this? You're outside this church.
Can I sneak in by a window or something and cover the tunnel that we went down?
Bryn's going to go in.
Okay, so if you try to sneak in through a window, Bryn steps through the front door.
I'll follow Bryn.
I was kind of hoping you'd wait for me to get in first, but okay.
Sorry.
Well, no, this is very apropos of an adventuring party. Like, you're going to sneak around and flank them, and you're already attacking. Okay. This is why I stopped playing a rogue in World of Warcraft, because every time I stealth and try to sneak up to someone and to sap them, it was like, oh no, the tank's pulling.
This is why I like Star Wars The Old Republic so much. I'm the tank, and I'm the one with stealth.
Interesting.
Let it be noted that the barbarian didn't go in yet.
Yeah, for some reason the wizard's the one who's
kicking down the door.
Magnus rushes in, then he realizes he's in the wrong campaign setting and vanishes. Okay, so far, Eric and Bryn have gone into the front door. Mazir is trying to sneak in through a window. What else is going on?
I'm still carrying a very upset child.
Okay. By the way,
I'm not sure it's...
As you're looking for a window, you realize that all the windows for this are one story up and made of stained glass.
I guess Rat Breath will go in the front door as well then.
Okay. And Onka is holding an upset child with a small dog running in small circles around her feet barking.
So much for subtlety.
I'm still outside, but...
You need subtlety when you go in through the front door. I expect one of you to kick it open.
Doing that, attracting everybody else while Mr. Man finds a way in.
Yeah. That was our plan the whole time.
So I'm a distraction. Okay. I guess.
Hello, I'm trying to find the wine.
No!
Okay, I'm starting to think I should probably go in before they wonder why a half-orc is carrying a child that is a human. Oops. So I'm going to, like, just step inside the doorway. Hope the little dog follows.
Okay, one of the priests approaches Eric because he's the one making the most ruckus. And he's like, friend, we do not have large storages of wine in our small, humble chapel. It's not really part of our worship ceremony. But if you would like to come back tomorrow morning, we will be having a dawn service. All are welcome in this humble church.
Do you take confession? I mean, do people confess things?
From time to time. Is there something you wish to confess?
Yeah, there is.
Mazir, what are you doing while this conversation is happening?
As far as I know, I'm still trying to get in the window.
Okay. I will say that, now, last week when you were going through side passages and stuff, you had left the church. It's connected to other buildings. So while the church itself has all of its windows one story up and they're stained glass, you are able to find one of the other buildings, and you have found the spot where you took a dive, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
And you notice that that particular unusual entrance has been boarded up. It wasn't meant to be in that spot, so they did some repair since it was made.
You mean the place where we fell down?
Yes.
Okay, like, I'm going to come back up that tunnel.
You can't get down into the tunnel.
No, I mean...
You backtracked the way you came to get to that spot last time.
Right. Okay. Toward the church.
Okay. So you...
And I'm going to scatter some... As soon as I get close to the church, I'm going to start scattering some ball bearings.
Ball bearings are just not used enough. Okay, so there are ball bearings everywhere. And I'm going to say you are at the point where you are close enough that you can hear Bryn having a conversation with one of the priests, although the priest is keeping his voice down and you can't really hear his responses.
I can hear that there's a conversation.
Yes.
Okay.
So, Bryn, when you were asked if there was something you had to confess, you said yes. At that point, the priest does motion over towards a small alcove for you to follow him, and he walks towards that alcove.
Bryn follows.
I'm going to find a spot, maybe a seat closer to the alcove.
Well, there are other alcoves. There's a whole wall of small spaces with curtains that can be drawn for privacy purposes.
Yeah, but I'm not leaving her side, so.
Yeah, Rap kind of wants to move in a position where he can still see where she's going.
Okay. So Bryn, this priest leads you into the alcove and pulls the curtain and sits down across from you and says,
"So, I let some people down. A lot of people, not all of them recently. And a while ago I was involved in some stuff I'm not proud of, and I'm trying to do better now. To be better now, but I'm not as good at it as I'd like to be. I'm trying to help people. I'm trying to save people. I'm going to cast Charm Person."
I didn't see that coming, but okay. I rolled a 1.
Yes!
And that's going to last for an hour.
He is putting in your hands. He's doing his best to console you. So far as he knows, you are still giving a confession, and he is going through the route of, we are all mortal beings, we are all flawed, but the point is that if we keep trying, we will do better, and it's the struggle to try that makes us good people, even if we don't always achieve what we set out to do.
I need to save the people I can save, and I don't think I can do it alone. There's a child who needs my help, who needs your help. I did need to confess this, but I also needed to talk to you away from where I think some of your people, one of your people, might have been involved, might be hurting people.
Yuzia, your passive perception is high enough that you are aware that there is someone running down this passage behind you towards the church.
Neat.
You are more aware when you hear a whoop, thump, and the sound of ball bearings going everywhere. Because that right there is a 6 on the die, and there's no one I'm NPCing today with a dexterity bonus high enough to make a 6 into something useful against a floor covered with ball bearings.
Alarm work.
I'm going to step into the room and out of sight of the door. I'm going to step out of the entryway.
Okay. Perception checks for everyone that is not in the small alcove, but is in the church.
Does that include me, or are they perceiving me?
You just stepped in there, so you are, I'm assuming, scanning the room. That right there is a 21 from Eric. He sees all and knows all.
14.
8.
Rat Breath sees incense smoke. It makes pretty shape.
Cough, cough.
Doesn't smell lavender or lilac.
I'm going to try and whisper to Brayden. Hey, Brayden, we might have a problem out here.
Yes, you are aware that of the priests that are in this room, they seem to... Now, they're going around doing priestly things, like lighting candles, and putting out candles, and lighting other candles, and just walking around holding prayer books. They are not, in fact, chanting and slapping themselves in the face with a block of wood that is a different sect, before anyone asks about another Monty Python reference. We have hit our quota.
Never. Really? Really have we? Really?
Well, it's a minimum quota. We can always go over.
That rabbit's dynamite.
But in the process of them doing this, there are 4 of them that seem to have positioned themselves in such a way that if you were planning out a coming fight between the guests and the non-guests, they would be in ideal locations for them.
Rapbreath turns his attention towards them and growls.
I'd like to Rapbreath move.
Rapbreath got an 8. He just knows there's people in here. He doesn't notice that they're placing themselves strategically.
But he's like growling. Anyway.
That's like saying hi.
Yes.
Hello, I think we can be friends.
I'd like to move myself into a position on their flank, and I want them to see that I'm moving to their flank.
They're arranged in such a way that by moving to the flank of one of them, you are opening yourself up to at least one more.
That's perfectly fine. Seeing me is where I want to be. You guys are just dressed so nicely today, I tell you. I think everybody should find your fashion sense a mess.
They give us the robes when we sign up. It's my first day.
And I'll put my shield right in front of me.
I don't think you're really going to need that here. We're just priests.
Rapbreath, no, like priests. Bad people.
Now I'll just wait.
Okay. Switch to Bryn. You just told this priest that you charmed that you think some of his people are bad people.
And I need his help to figure out if it's right, because there's this kid and he's lost his family and he's scared and he needs help, and I'm really sorry for getting you in here like this, and I did need to confess that, though. Thank you.
You are quite welcome, child. Make a point of serving the community. We are actually affiliated with a local orphanage. We would be able to find a place for this child. What did you say happened to his family?
He says that some of the priests here, or I don't know, maybe it was people dressed like them, but they at least wanted to look like they were priests from here, took them.
Well, there are times when some of our brothers do go and visit the parishioners. Occasionally, we seek the help of the parishioners in doing good deeds around the town, serving the greater good, as it were. Is it possible that this young boy is mistaken, his family might right now be out and about in the town, putting on the Ritz, as it were.
Well, I had to rescue him from being chained to a wall, so...
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
That is certainly troubling.
You say some of the priests here minister to people. Do you know who was doing that most recently? Or this morning?
I am but a humble brother of the cloth. I do not manage the day-to-day affairs of what my brethren do.
Of course.
And for those wondering why there was a sudden giggle, it's because of something that Ellie posted in Discord chat. That is what I expected.
That is wonderful.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Actual photograph of Bryn entering the church, and it shows a cartoon character kicking a door open.
But, do you know who here might know?
Well, the head priest, certainly. He is the one who assigns us all of our tasks.
Could we talk to him?
He's not currently here. He does visit quite frequently, but he maintains a parish in a different part of the city.
Question.
Answer.
How much did I see... Out of character question. How much did I see of what the head cultist looked like?
He had a big fancy robe on. Most of his face was obscured.
Okay.
And then when his face wasn't totally obscured by the robe, it was kind of obscured by a huge spray of blood.
Yeah, okay.
So at this point, Mazir, whoever fell behind you has managed to get to their feet. They did fall two or three more times while this conversation with Bryn and the priest was going on. But they are at the point where you're pretty sure they're right around the corner from where you are currently standing.
Okay, I'm going to trip them.
This game so much. Okay, so they've already had a very hard time navigating a hallway full of ball bearings in a very Kevin McAllister trapped kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going to go through this one last door thinking they're home free, and you're going to stick your leg out and trip them.
Yep.
That would be a dexterity check if ever I knew one.
Oh, check, not save.
Yes. He might have to make a save, but you're just doing a check.
19.
For a brief, flying, shining moment, he is airborne. And he sort of curls up into a fetal position after he lands and starts to whimper quietly to himself. You have attracted the attention of everyone else in this church, by the way.
Okay, great.
One of the
I'm going to pull my knives out.
This guy. What's this?
I'm going to pull my knives out and say, the player knows is saying this consciously. So, how do you want to do this?
You know, I think that is the perfect cue to roll for initiative.
Yep.
Yeah.
Here we go.
How much can this alcove at all see what's going on?
You can't see anything, but you heard someone scream, fall, and start whimpering, and then you heard Mazir's ultimatum.
So I should be rolling initiative too. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I needed to know.
10 for me.
18.
I got a 14 on the dice, and her initiative is actually minus 1.
I got a nat 20. 20. And I forget what I'm adding to initiative. Oh, it'd be a 21 then.
And Eric got an 18 as well, and he's got a plus 4 to Zila, to Bryn's plus 3.
I'm sorry, what was that last roll?
It was an 18. I have a higher initiative than Bryn.
Yes. So Rat Breath has a 21. I have a 10. Eric has an 18. Bryn also has an 18. Eric has a higher initiative than Bryn. And Olma? Do I have that right?
Onka,
that's right. Has a 13.
All right. So, at this point, Rat Breath, you've seen Mazir pull daggers and give an ultimatum. What would you like to do?
Mm-hmm. So, So we have the guy he pulled the knives on, and then we also have the four priests standing around.
Yeah, technically there are six total. One of them is in the alcove with Bryn.
Mm-hmm. I think he's gonna charge the new guy. he's gonna pick up his axe and he's gonna charge at the new guy.
The new guy who's prone on the ground and whimpering.
Yes.
All right.
And he wants to swing his axe at him.
Okay. He is within your movement, so right. Go ahead and give me an attack roll.
Okay, so
at advantage because he's prone.
16.
A 16 will hit.
All right. So he is going to smash his axe into the guy because he does not like these priests. So let's see. So 1d12 plus 3. Okay. 8 plus 3 for 11.
11 points of damage. He is beyond bloodied, but he's still breathing.
You bad person.
This poor guy. His last experience in the world. He's tripping on ball bearings, getting tripped, and then having a battle axe thrust in.
By the way, anyone who isn't a priest or a member of this party is at this point running screaming from this church.
Yeah.
Just going to tell
well,
you.
Well, I would imagine.
I didn't roll for their initiative order. It's whatever they have their turn, they're going to inhale, find their center, scream. That's a free action. And then use their entire movement and their action to dash out.
So I'm near the door, so there's a sea of people like parting around me as they go by.
Yeah, if you're lucky, they will part for you.
Well, I'm probably taller and bigger than them anyway.
Give me an
so.
Intimidation check.
Okay. I got a 14, and the intimidation is plus 2.
They part for you.
Yes.
Oh, wait. I'm going to step to the left. 1 foot. Okay.
Something like that. Get a half orc glaring at you. You know.
Yeah.
Move out of the way.
The average zero level NPC, is when they see a level 2 half orc, is going to defer to the half orc.
Yep.
What does an 800 pound gorilla do? Anything they want.
And that gorilla's name is Rat Breath.
So I don't believe you are a high enough level where you get more than one action, so that is your turn, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So next up is Eric.
Okay, so in my ready stance, which one of them is next to me since I'm kind of all up in their faces?
There's one that is literally right next to you that is currently holding a small taper that's lit. He was in the process of lighting a bunch of candles, but he's not lighting candles right now. He sort of just froze when we had the triumphant entrance of Sir Bleeds a Lot.
Understand. Okay. I'd like to punch him right in the face really hard.
Oh, no.
Okay. Give me an attack roll. You may add your strength to it.
Oh, really? Sorry, that's actually a plus 8, but it doesn't matter. It's 10.
Okay. A 10 is not going to manage. He dodges just enough.
I'm sad.
It could be worse. Bryn, what would you like to do?
Bryn is sort of... There's a brief moment where she's just sort of gaping, and then she's going, excuse me, I'm really sorry about whatever is now happening, and I need to go stop it. And oh, she...
We can talk about this later.
And she exits the alcove to find...
We'll put the confessional on hold. I'll pencil you in for next Tuesday.
Yeah, and Bryn exits the confessional at speed and is looking around to find... What's happening out here?
Chaos.
It's the animated
chaos is
that
happening
one sees,
here.
From the IT crowd, where the guy steps in holding pizza and everything is on fire and people are dying.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Ellie.
There it is.
I don't even know what to swear by. Why is there battle axe?
Because there is rat breath. He doesn't like them. And, well, you were in there for a long time, you know.
We were...
They bad people.
Rat breath got tired of all the RPing and decided to initiate combat.
Basically.
You totally ignoring that Mazir's the one who asked. Battle axe?
I mean, I guess you can, but you shouldn't.
You're not going to talk him down.
We don't know which ones are bad.
God, oh, he's them out decided.
Stay there. Yeah, this. Yeah.
Killing people is a terrible way to sort them out.
I'm going to suggest that the ones who haven't fled when we drew weapons are the bad ones.
Okay,
that's
fine,
a good point. That's a good point.
If you're not involved in an evil cult, you should run, because I don't think I can stop Rat Breath from deciding that that's a great way to decide who's in an evil cult and who isn't. And Bryn's going to make, I guess this is probably an intimidation or maybe persuasion. I'm not sure. She has the same for all of her charisma anyway. 1d20+3. She's trying to get the innocent ones to, like, back off and the guilty ones to reveal themselves by doing evil culty things.
Just random culty thing.
Like, you know.
That while I haven't been mechanically putting that into the flow of things because that would just add way too much time to this, the, shall we say, civilians are already making a beeline for the door. Most of them are not hearing a word you're saying over their own screams of terror.
The priests aren't hearing what I'm saying?
Oh, the priests can hear you, probably.
Okay.
But none of them appear to be also making a beeline for the door. It might be because they go after you, initiative order.
Oh.
Whatever I'm rolling, I got a 15.
Okay. Do you want that to be your action, or you don't want to do something else?
I want that to be my action. Bryn isn't sure that all the priests are involved, and she's really sincerely trying to convince any that aren't that they should not try to heroically stand up to the person who just suddenly pulled a battle axe. Because, you know, it's the kind of situation where someone might try to do that and confuse the issue. That is not how Bryn is putting it, but...
Okay. So here's what's going to happen. Next turn is the priest's turn. The one with a battle axe currently pinning him to the ground slightly is going to, as a free action, whimper in pain. And then he is going to try casting Hold Person on the very angry orc that has tried to kill him.
Oh, no.
So, Rat Breath, I need a wisdom save from you.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Okay. 10.
And for this, the save would be 11, so you just missed it. You are paralyzed.
Oh no.
You're looking pretty epic with your pose. Yeah. You're going to have to hold that pose for a minute.
All right.
Okay. Now the other priests in the room start casting spells as well. So Rapreth and Bryn and Onka and Mazir, you see spectral weapons appear in the air near you.
Oh no, they're clerics.
Okay.
And they all take swings at you. So
what are you? Are you attacking me?
You came in.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair, actually.
Okay. So, Rat Breath. That is an 18 to hit.
That hits.
Okay. You are going to take. Where's my D8? 8 points of damage. But wait, you were raging, right?
No.
Okay, so you're just taking 8 points of damage.
Okay.
And Bryn, is also an 18.
That's definitely going to hit me.
You are going to take a whopping 4 points of damage.
Okay.
Onka?
Can I cast Spiritual Weapon as well?
On your turn.
Do I have to wait for my turn? I can't do anything. Okay, can I put the kid, like, can I, like, try to protect the kid from this thing?
On your turn, you definitely can try.
I can't do it either now. Okay. Well, all right.
Well, the Spiritual Weapon is going for you specifically, not the kid.
Okay, so that's all right then.
Yes. That's a 16.
She's got an armor class of 10.
So that's going to be a hit. And that's going to be 6 points of damage.
Oh, that's bad.
I'll put that in for you.
Thank you.
Yikes. Yeah, you're down to 6.
Mm-hmm.
I think
yeah.
Next turn's going to be casting a healing spell.
I'm going to have to. Yeah, yeah.
And last up, Mazir. That's a 22.
That actually doesn't. No, it does.
It's a glancing blow. Just barely.
Just barely. That is
6 points of damage.
All right, that brings me below half.
Okay. And as an action, the one closest to the door, because this was a bonus action, the one closest to the door closes it and drops a bar in place that you didn't see the bar there before, but it's definitely there now.
Behind, I hope, all of the civilians.
Yeah, at this point, they're out. The priest that was charmed by Bryn says, I'm terribly sorry about all of this. You do seem to have caused quite a ruckus. Scared away several of our parishioners. I hope they are able to find the courage to come back. Unfortunately, I don't really see a way around this. We are going to have to refer you to our superiors. If you could surrender now, we could prevent any further bloodshed. But he does not cast any spells on his part. Unka, what would you like to do?
Okay, well, I'm at 6 hit points. I'm going to have to heal. I'm trying to figure out if I can... Does anyone else need to be healed? I'm trying to figure out if I can do more than one.
I could use some, but...
You need it more.
I don't need to.
Okay, see what one is probably best for this. Probably Healing Word?
Well, Healing I think. Word is...
I don't know.
It's a bonus action. Yeah.
So
that's a bonus action.
Yeah, so you could cast Healing Word and still do something else.
Okay.
Spiritual Weapon is also a bonus action. All these priests could have attacked in addition to casting.
Yeah.
They not choose to.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to cast Healing Word on myself so that I'll live another round, hopefully. And that one is... Let's see... Regains hit points equal to 1d4 plus your spellcasting ability modifier?
Yes. And
so I need a d4.
Spellcasting modifier is 2.
Okay. And I've got a 3.
Okay. So that's 5 points healed.
Okay. And if you could fix that, that'd be great.
Yeah, you're up to
11. That's a bonus. So now I can do an action. Let's see. Hadn't thought that far ahead. Sorry. I can't cast Spiritual Weapon if I've already done a bonus action, correct? Okay.
You only get one bonus action.
Okay, so I'm understanding that. Let's see.
Now, you were by the door.
I was by the door. I'm still there.
So he's within 5 feet of you.
Okay.
If I might make a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Of your cantrips, you've got 3, one of which can do damage, and it has a range of 5 feet.
Oh, okay. So that's Word of Radiance.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to use that on that guy.
Okay.
And let's see. So I need to... What do I need to do?
You don't need to do anything yet. This guy's got to make a Constitution saving throw. Your save DC is 12.
Okay.
So he's got to make a con save. His con bonus is +1. That brings that roll up to a 4.
Okay, I got him. Yep, he takes 1d6 radiant damage.
Yes, he does.
Okay. He's got a 5 on the dice.
Okay. My eyes! The daylight, it burns like hygiene.
I could give him a questioning look.
Tastes like burning.
And I'm going to try to like maneuver the child I'm holding so he's not watching this guy.
Okay. So next up is going to be Mazir.
Okay. Do spiritual weapons get opportunity attacks?
I'm going to rule no.
Okay. Then...
Because otherwise, this party's probably going to end tonight.
All right. So, near me, I have priest on the floor, priest tending to priest on the floor, and rat breath, right?
Yes.
And rat breath is still standing over priest on the floor.
Yeah, he looks very epic, but he hasn't moved.
Neat.
Possibly because someone hasn't lost their concentration.
I'm going to put my dagger and my short sword into the one tending the second priest, the one tending the one that's on the floor.
Okay. Give me some rolls.
It's a 19 for the short sword, 21 for the dagger.
Hit and a hit. Roll your damage.
Oh, wait. Just seeing if I got a crit. Oh, no. I was doing it backwards.
How do you want to do
this?
Oh, no.
I'm just going to put both weapons in him and bear him down.
Okay. So there are now two priests that are very bloody on the floor, but one of them is a bit more bloody than the other.
And does one of the spiritual weapons go away?
Yes. As a matter of fact, the one that you did that to, the spiritual weapon that was near you, was his.
Neat. So I'm going to prod the one on the floor with my foot. Stay down.
All right. Next up is Rat Breath.
Do I need to make a wisdom save again?
I don't think you get the opportunity.
Oh, I don't know.
Check.
Okay.
I was half hoping, as the friend of the players, I was hoping that Mazir would go for the one on the ground and break his concentration so that Rat Breath would be free to horrible, terrible vengeance.
Oh, I was hoping kicking him in the back of the head would break his concentration.
Yeah, but...
that might work.
That was RP. You used your action to stabity stab his friend.
True.
So if I was going to play by mechanics, you wouldn't have had the opportunity to do any kicking.
Anyway, Rat Breath gets a wisdom save at the end of his turn.
Okay.
He does?
Yep.
I'm not seeing that on
at the end of each of its turns, another wisdom saving throw.
Fun fact, if I read the third sentence instead of stopping at the second one, I see this information.
But I'm paralyzed, so I can't do anything.
Well...
So I'm essentially making a wisdom save at the end of my turn, correct?
Yes. Now you're right. Okay. Wisdom save.
Yeah. So I'll just make the wisdom save. five.
That's not going to do it.
Nope. He's going to miss out on all the killing.
Bryn is traumatized because she was not able to save all of those townsfolk. Rapreth is traumatized because he couldn't kill all the priests.
They bad people.
He was right.
Mazir is traumatized because somebody saw her.
Whoops. Okay, next up is Eric.
All right, I want to take a battle axe to the priest that I was trying to punch and missed and non-pissed. 18?
An 18 will hit.
That's a 10.
Okay. Now, if I remember correctly, a spiritual weapon is a concentration spell.
Mm-hmm.
The spiritual weapon that's hovering near Bryn vanishes.
Can I use an action surge?
You most certainly may.
I want to action surge again and try and hit this guy one more time.
Okay. You get the feeling that one good strike is going to finish this guy off.
Let's hope. 19?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you that your bonus to damage would kill him. So how do you want to do this?
I would like to, in a maniacal laughter, swing my battle axe while trying to swing kind of directly at the head, kind of like at the neck area, and just laugh maniacally and hopefully nobody looks at me.
So Bryn is looking at you appalled.
Bryn is judging you. Might not be silently judging you. Might be verbally judging you.
Bryn, they're all evil.
How do we know that?
Because
they didn't run away.
Killing right now is the one that was stabbing you with a spectral dagger.
Yes, that cleric was specifically personally attacking you.
I love that this is Bryn's character. He stabbed you repeatedly. He might not have been evil.
To be fair, Bryn feels like the fact that Rat Breath just started attacking people means that her being assumed to be a combatant as well wasn't the most unreasonable thing. She kind of walked out and her fellow party members were just, you know, stabbing first and deciding to ask questions if there were survivors.
I don't think there's going to be survivors.
Yeah, but he did that. Personally. He did that after you said, if you're not an evil cultist, leave the building.
I'm not entirely convinced I'm that convincing a person. Considering all the murder that you have been doing.
Bryn tried to convince herself that she was that convincing a person, but she failed the check to convince herself that she was convincing.
What's even happening right now?
Well, that's a
Bryn. Let's talking more fireballs.
That would be Zeelee. Zeelee's not here.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But
I can't cast
Mazir doesn't actually know what Bryn can do.
Good point.
This is also true.
I can't cast that.
So right now, there are three priests on the ground. Two are dead. One is bleeding out. There is another priest that is doing his best to stab Rat Breath with a spectral dagger. There is another priest that is doing his best to stab Onka with a spectral dagger. And there's a priest that...
What do the daggers look like? Charmed,
that is just kind of saying, hey, how about we all put the weapons down and surrender so there's no more bloodshed?
What do the daggers look like?
Oh, they totally look like the same sacrificial dagger that you saw in the sacrificial chamber.
Wait, those daggers...
They're identical.
Okay, yeah. You're right, but also sleep! And Bryn is going to cast sleep on the remaining person who's casting a spectral weapon.
If this works,
there's two of them.
First time in 5th edition that I have seen sleep work.
I assume this person has fewer than 22 hit points?
Yes, and the way sleep works, you can have it, if I remember correctly, you can have it target more than one person until you use up all the hit points.
Yes.
Within 20 feet, it starts with the lowest.
Okay. So at this point, the remaining two priests that were in... was it two?
I don't know.
Yes. I'm looking at my notes. No, there were three, one of which is bleeding out on the ground, but that's the one that cast hold on Rat Breath. He's asleep. So that is... I got to do math. Hold on. Math, no, my fatal enemy. We meet again for the... I lost count of how many times. I'd have to do math to figure it out. No! Checkmate, math. Checkmate.
For the nth time, where n is greater than one.
Okay. I'm going to say that the only one that's still up and aware is the one that you charmed. Everyone else is either dead or asleep. All the special weapons have gone away. Anything else you want to do?
Can everybody stop trying to murder each other for 1 minute?
How long does your spell last?
1 minute, exactly. Remaining priest person who has been very reasonable under the circumstances, can you explain the daggers?
Well, they are what we use to feed our lord and master, of course.
Right. See, okay.
And who would that lord and master be?
He who dwells within the depths, of course.
Of course! Why didn't I think of that?
You know, I was really, really hoping you weren't all involved in this. I was really kind of hoping you were an actual decent person who was, you know, caught up unaware in a conspiracy?
Oh, but of course I am a decent person. I am helping to save the world. Why, if we didn't give these sacrifices on a regular basis, it would rise up and destroy all of Adrolanka. We keep our master satiated so that he does not destroy the city.
Have you ever actually seen him, though?
He exists in my heart.
There we are. Okay.
What did the city do before all of you moved in, then?
We were here first.
Oh, that's, concerning.
They're insane cultists, Bryn. Logic isn't their strong point.
Yeah, yeah,
that... That's quite rude of you.
Are you not an insane cultist?
I am perfectly sane. If you were given the choice of sacrificing a few people who would go unmissed, or letting an entire city be destroyed, which option would you choose?
Oh, I don't know. How about moving the people out of the city?
Like the mayor, about moving to a place that didn't have a sea monster demanding sacrifices.
You think she doesn't know?
Great. I was kind of hoping.
I picked the wrong week to quit drinking.
It's better than having your character have a drinking problem when you keep splashing water on your face every time you try. Airplane references.
Mm-hmm.
I got that reference.
Are we out of combat?
You're saying the mayor does
I think
not,
we are.
Okay.
And that this is like a conspiracy and...
Oh, and by the
and
way...
Also, Rat Breath can move again.
Yeah, Hold Person is a concentration spell. As soon as the person who cast Hold Person fell asleep, you were free to move again.
Good. I'm going to stomp on the guy's face.
Oh, I'm going to make sure... I'm going to cover the child's eyes and make sure he's...
You might be best make a blindfold.
Well, I don't know at this point.
I'm going to go ahead and tie up the priests who are sleeping and not getting their... Okay, the one priest who's sleeping and not getting his face done.
Technically, there's two. There's one that's uninjured, that's currently sleeping like a little baby. He is currently sucking on his
thumb.
I think
it's over by me.
It's a little disturbing.
Oh, no, wait, he's not uninjured. The one by me, never mind.
I thought there were only two sleeping priests.
There's three.
Yeah. Oh.
One of them is badly injured. Rat Breath is currently crushing his skull.
You've been... Are you saying that, like, everybody who's important is involved?
Not everyone. Only a select few. Why do you think...
Including the mayor.
Adrolanka is a major metropolis. We don't have a mayor. Actually, I have to look up. Adrolanka is a city that the way it's regulated was set up by Matt when he created the backstory for Aristobulus.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're not sure.
The DM doesn't quite remember and would have to look up his notes that he wrote down about this. Adrolanka is ruled by an elf that is... I forget the exact title that they have. It might even be dragon, if I remember correctly. They have a tentative truce and arrangement with, shall we say, multiple crime families.
And Punk's nowhere to be found.
Well, we don't know. Where he went.
He's been AFK for 10 years. He could be anywhere.
Anywhere.
He's right behind you right now.
You know, and I had this weird thought of playing Ponk in this. I would have made Peter my my Robin. So,
wow!
Oh my goodness!
Oh, that would be great. I already gave Rat Breath inspiration, didn't I?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, have I tied everybody up?
Everyone who's still breathing, I'm going to assume that at this point Rat Breath has turned the head of the one that cast Hold Person on him into something like a smear.
Yes. Yes.
Chunky salsa. Okay. I'm going to go
he's
over.
He's got a bit more of an open mind than is healthy.
Yes. I'm going to go over to the one who's still talking. So, explain the sacrifices.
I apologize, guys. It's 10 o'clock and I need to jet.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Bye.
We'll be wrapping up shortly anyway, I'm sure.
All right, boss.
Because if this conversation goes too long, this charm person is going to wear off, and this guy's going to be a different fight.
Mm-hmm. this is the not quite head priest.
He's in charge of the local clergy, and he has more than 13 hit points.
It's happened.
Yeah. So, what needs to happen for a sacrifice to go right?
The blood and body of the sacrifice must be fed to our master.
Why is your master demanding people?
Why do some humans prefer cheese?
Usually cheese isn't people.
No, but...
Don't look in the market.
Have your own preferences for which foods you appreciate more than others.
So it doesn't matter who the sacrifice is.
Your companion here seems to enjoy rats, and frankly, it's a bit disturbing that he's currently eating one of his snacks in front of us.
Excuse me, you're disturbed by him eating a rat when... Yeah, okay, fine. Okay.
So it doesn't matter who the sacrifice is, then. Just that the sacrifice, the blood and the flesh, get fed to your that which lies below.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
What?
Neat. I whack him over to the back of the head with the butt of my dagger.
Okay.
Thank you.
give me an attack.
We are not sacrificing any...
Even if you can't. That room is filled in with a cave-in.
Yeah, I can't sacrifice him.
Nope.
Why would I want to?
Sacrifices. Bad things may happen soon. But give me an attack roll, because you are trying to smack him over the back of the head.
Sidekick.
It's getting late. Sidekick is asleep.
A mighty 12. You know what? This character's armor class is 13 because they are wearing a chain shirt. But because it's late, and because I want to have this get to a stopping point soon, I'm going to say that chain shirts don't cover the head, and therefore, you successfully knock him unconscious.
Bink.
All right, on second thought, I understand what you were saying, but considering that you did this right after asking what was necessary for a sacrifice to go right, I think I can be forgiven for assuming.
Of course you can. I just wanted to scare him. I'm going to tie him up, too.
Okay.
Are we taking him with us? Or are we just tying him up and leaving him here?
I don't see how we can carry them.
Oh, I can carry him.
Well, I don't know.
If I accidentally hit his head on the way out, you know. I mean,
yeah, well, at the moment he's playing along with us for cause of a spell, but that's not going to last forever.
Oh, that spell will wear off before he achieves consciousness.
Yeah, so I don't know.
One over the other shoulder, and juggle one with his feet like a soccer ball.
Doesn't pick up any of them. He just keeps kicking them consecutively down the road.
Do we need them? I mean...
We don't particularly.
We could just leave them tied up here and just leave.
Peter has started to fire softly.
Oh, no.
And they did murder lots of people.
Let's not talk about this at the moment. This child here is getting very upset again.
Okay. Rat breath. Will you please go nail 3 pegs into the side of the church? About a foot and a half apart.
Okay. I'll go outside and start pinning them up.
You attach 95 theses to any of these pegs?
No, I don't think so.
I'm sorry, I was raised Lutheran. I had to.
We're going to hang the priests by their hands so their feet are just touching the ground, and we're going to paint cultists above them.
Yes.
As you're doing this, you are very much aware that, one, the one that you beamed over the head is wearing a chain shirt underneath his robes, and the other two are wearing leather armor.
I'm going to take that off him, because that might be useful.
Can I take the chain shirt?
You can definitely take the chain shirt.
All yours, right. Rat Breath.
You have to untie his hands to get the chain shirt off.
Oh, that's fine. I just punch him in the face and then untie his hands, take the shirt off, and then tie him back up.
I'm going to say that I'm not going to require rolls for this, but Rat Breath does struggle with the knot for a little while.
His big fingers.
Anka goes over and helps him with the knot. Here you go. All
right. Sign it back up. Also, no. Left over right, then right over left.
He wears Velcro shoes. I don't think he could.
The rabbit goes out of the hole, around the tree, back in the hole. Yeah. Now you have a bow line. Okay, there you go.
Just to make sure everybody remembers. I'm going to use the tip of my dagger to cut a C in the forehead of each of the priests.
Oh, my gosh.
And Anka knows who to make sure not to tick off.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
They murdered the family we were sleeping with.
Yeah.
And a lot of other people.
The remorseless killers.
Yeah, but... I gave money to the people that we were sleeping. I gave money to them. They should.
I'm not complaining this time, am I?
Yeah, they were killing street people. They're on my bad list.
Right then, we should probably leave town.
Thanks for doing this outside and not in front of. Wait, they did do this outside and not in front of the kid, right?
Well, I've moved the kid so you can't see anything. So.
Thanks for not doing this part in front of the kid.
And
seeing this kind of thing can mess a kid up a little.
Well,
you know what?
Yeah.
I got one more thing I want to do before we end. I'm going to find the sausage vendor.
Okay. Well, as you declare that this is what you're going to do, the ground starts to rumble a little bit.
Oh, no. Time to leave town. Okay.
Dun, dun, dun. This has been Hit and Abyss. I've been joined by a bunch of awesome people. Is there anything that anyone wants to plug?
My website is called Book of Jen. It's at bookofjen.net. It's got a bunch of different things on it, including gaming things and a few podcasts. And the latest episode of my Lore Corner podcast, which is about Diablo 3, went up today.
My mom writes books, and you can find them at... Elizabeth-McCoy.com? Com. Yes. Thank you.
And I write ridiculous posts, and you can find them at elekk.xyz. And write ridiculous posts with me.
They are full of puns and wordplay, and they are awesome.
They are wonderful posts. Wonderful.
All right. On that note, we're going to call it an evening. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, everyone, for playing. And... let's do this again sometime. Until then, have fun.
Good night.
Good night. Bye.